All right, welcome into the second hour, the 10 o'clock hour of the Chase and Big Joe show. I got like 19 things I'm doing at one time besides staring at David Janes, our award-winning producer back there. Well, welcome to the show. Chase McCabe on vacation. Dr. Crane sitting in for him. David Janes running the boards. Fun talking to John McClain, right?
Yeah, always fun talking to John.
I could talk to that guy all day about things. All right, our topic now, we want to hear from you guys. 615-737-1025. Our question of the day is your favorite summer job. We'll get to some of those responses. They're great throughout the show today. And also, the thing about, what's the guy's name? Jeremy Fowler.
His
top 10 list that you just throw a name out there that nobody puts any thought behind. About Jeffrey Simmons' top 10 defensive tackle, which leads to a larger question. Do the Titans have any players in the top 10? I don't think they have any top 15, and we will start. Now, you think they might have a player in the top 10.
Maybe in one position.
What is it?
Maybe quarterback. Maybe. I'm just going to go.
You're absolutely insane.
Well, I'm just saying.
He's never taken a snap in the National Football League.
I'm okay with that. I'm giving him the Arch Manning treatment.
You think Cam Ward's a top 15 quarterback?
Yeah.
I think you need to have your head examined.
I think we could easily go down this list and just list off quarterbacks. And probably there's probably about 14 better than him, but maybe he sneaks in at 15.
Do you think Cam Ward's a top 15 quarterback?
Yeah, maybe he sneaks in at 15.
David Janes, is there any kind of way that not only can we cut his mic off, but give him electric shock throughout the show?
I wish I had that button over here.
I said maybe.
You're saying maybe, but still it's just like – It's what we do in media. It's just like we're hyping up Cam Ward a little too much for that. It's like,
right.
Top 15?
Well, explain this. What else is there to hype up besides Cam Ward?
No, that's fair. But
that's
like
the question.
But to say top 15 is crazy.
I think he's one of the positions on the Titans roster, minus Jeffrey Simmons, that might be top 10 or top 15.
He's never played a down in the National Football League.
Look.
He's throwing against air.
Hey. At wide receiver, there are a lot more wide receivers than that.
We're going to go back to your Cam Ward.
Go ahead. I'm all about it.
Why do you think he's a top 15?
Because that's the only position the Titans have promise at. Seriously.
I was not prepared.
I mean, could be top 15 is one thing, but like,
yeah.
Is top 15 is another. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I mean, all I can say is could. Can be.
No, right now. I don't want a could or can be or maybe. Right now.
Well, I mean, that's tough. It's a tough call, Cotton. Maybe a kicker?
I'm asking you. Ask me.
Well, when you mentioned it that way, I thought you meant like could, and I was like, well, yeah, top
does.
15.
Does.
No.
Does,
if we're talking
does,
is
dude.
Now,
yeah.
It is now, we're probably talking kicker.
God.
Sorry.
Are you trying to get a job with Cam Ward or something?
No, I just misinterpreted your question. Excuse me.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
He's not. He's like number 30.
Well.
He's never won a game. He's never played a down.
Listen,
God, this insanity from some of you Titans fans is next level something.
I'm all about giving the kid a chance at possibly saying he's a top 15 quarterback. I'm all about saying that. It's a potential thing. It's a potential thing. It's not an is now thing. It's a potential thing. But as for your is now question for who is the in top 15 ranking of whatever position.
We're going position by position here.
Kicker, by far, kicker. That's the only thing the Titans have going for them.
I don't think they have a kicker on the squad, do they?
And it Hecker? That's the punter.
Joey Sly?
Yeah. Oh, he's from Carolina. Yeah. He's worth it.
I don't think he's and Hecker's the punter, right?
Yeah, Hecker.
That's a Hecker punt there. No, we're not.
He's got the biceps the size of
your
head.
We don't talk punters or kickers. We don't. We love Brett Kern, but that's about it.
I bet Brett would back me on this.
Okay. All right.
I bet he would.
All right. I think Tony Pollard's a top 10 running back.
Absolutely not.
Why not?
There's so many more.
He ran for 1,000 yards behind that god-awful line.
Devon Achane, Breece Hall. Breece Hall's on a terrible Jets team. You look at
I'll take Tony Pollard over him.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding
you. Josh Jacobs?
No, this is coming from the guy who said Cam Ward's a top 15 quarterback.
Yeah.
I think Tony Pollard's better than Josh Jacobs.
Wow. That is awful. That is absolutely awful.
Totally better than Josh Jacobs.
No, Josh Jacobs is way better than Tony Pollard.
I totally disagree.
I mean, Tony Pollard has no upside at this point. Buddy busted his Achilles. I mean, come on. He's still a very producing running back, but like you're not going to get him in a top 15 talent.
Tony Pollard.
Yeah.
He blew his Achilles out?
Yeah.
Did I miss this?
Wasn't it with the Cowboys? Yeah.
That was his ACL.
ACL, excuse me.
Bro, he ran for 1,000 yards to the Titans last year, right? I think he ran for 1,000, didn't he?
But it's still, it's still a, as Nick Holt says, interchangeable backfield with Tajay Spears.
Tajay Spears sucks.
Yeah. And I
Pollard's think pretty damn good.
Pretty solid. But he's solid running back. There's a lot better running back production than Tony Pollard. James Cook. Joe Mixon.
I'll take Pollard. I like Pollard.
Really?
Yeah. I think Pollard's really good.
It's a bad, bad look.
I think he's really – no, I think he ran – did you not see the offensive line? How bad they were and what he did? Guy ran his ass off last year.
I mean,
you're willing to put Cam Ward in top 15, but not Tony Pollard.
Yeah, I am.
Goodness.
I am willing to do that.
All right, is Calvin Ridley a top 15 receiver?
It's tough. I'm going to go with no.
I'm no with you on that, too,
I'm
as well.
I'm going with no. I mean, there's so many better wide receivers. I mean,
yeah,
think about
are.
It. Stephon Diggs, Jamar Chase.
You know, Justin Jefferson. We know all of them.
Yeah.
He's not a top 15 receiver. Tyler Lockett's not a top 15 receiver.
Really good slot receiver.
Traylon Burks. They got Traylon Burks on the three.
But think about
one.
It, though. No. We're really trying to deep dive here and say and justify that the Titans have good players on their team.
I'm talking top 15.
Yeah,
that's position.
That's justifying that they have good players on their team.
Not justifying anything. I'm saying they have a top 15 player, and they don't have one at receiver. Tight end, Chig. Absolutely not.
Don't even mention the name.
No, he's not. He's not even probably a top 30 tight end. He's just not. He's just not good. Offensive line, Dan Moore Jr.
I'm nervous about this guy coming in this season. From what people have said online. And
worst free agent signing in football.
Yeah.
That's what they said. Yeah. So he's not. Peter Skoronski.
There's upside to there. There's upside.
15?
Put him as a guard? Yeah.
I think he's getting really good at a guard.
Yeah, why not?
He's on the precipice of a top 15 guard.
Ready to go top 15 for that?
Skoronski? Mm-hmm. He played really well down the stretch.
Okay.
He really played good down the stretch.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's. I think he's going to be good. I still think he's a first round pick they got, but I think he's going to be good. Cushenberry, he's hurt, so.
We'll see what happens with that.
Kevin Zeitler?
I think that's a role piece, a solid, pillar when it comes to making a transition into a window for the Titans, but no, not a top 15.
No, I mean, you can't have two. I mean, Skoronski or
I'd say maybe top 25.
We're not asking that.
I'm just
J.C. Latham at right tackle, top 15.
No, we're gonna have to wait on that one.
Not, but I'm right now.
No, maybe by week 9.
Maybe, but I'm asking: has we enter camp?
No,
not at all.
No.
All right, let's go to defensive line, top 15. This is Titans number one according to their depth chart. Sebastian Joseph Day, defensive end, top 15.
No.
Tavondre Sweat, top 15.
No.
Jeffrey Simmons, top 15.
Yes.
Draymond Jones.
Who?
Outside linebacker.
Nope.
Cody Barton, left inside linebacker. Nope. Otis Reese IV, who sounds like a really good blues musician. No. Arden Key, absolutely not.
Probably not.
Left quarterback, Legarius Sneed.
No.
Nope. Strong safety. And this might make the top 15. Amani Hooker.
Yes.
I think he comes in probably at 15.
That's probably on right at 15 is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll agree.
I mean, I got the list of the jerseys, the top, like, number 37. He's like the number 137 in the league.
That's fair.
All right. Xavier Woods.
No.
Jarvis Brownlee Jr.
No.
Not 15, but a lot of potential for him. Roger McCreary. No. This is the state of the Tennessee Titans right now.
Those two cornerbacks you listed off to me would probably be in the 20s range, mid-20s, late-20s. Would you agree to that?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, that's kind of the only upside on that point.
I mean,
as for Legarius Sneed, people that disagree with saying he's a top 15 cornerback, I mean, I'm in the camp that he's not because he's not going to be a top 15 cornerback.
Is he even going to play?
That's the thing. I mean, by default, I say no.
I don't think so, yeah. So you got him listed questionable, but the starting left cornerback that goes on right there, and, of course, nickelback Roger McCreary. That's the problem is that they don't have any guys. I mean, so you look at this team like, all right, 4-13, 3-14 again. I mean, it looks bad. Still
maybe,
have it.
Maybe an extra game in there. Maybe they win an extra game.
I'm still kind of flummoxed on your Cam Ward, top 15 quarterback.
I honestly think you could see a lot of really good production. Kind of what you said with J.C. Latham. Maybe. He might be good. That's kind of how I feel about Cam Ward.
Are you drunk off Jaden Daniels?
A little bit. A little bit.
You drunk off C.J. Stroud?
A little bit.
A little bit.
That's kind of what I see. I'm seeing those trajectories with these younger quarterbacks, and especially a guy like Cam Ward that resembles a little bit like a C.J. Stroud and Jaden Daniels, the way they're able to kind of, you know, flush the pocket a little bit, along with throw the ball. And nonetheless, Cam Ward has an arm. We all know that.
As I tell Chase all the time, all the Titans have to do is be better than three other teams. Yeah. That's it. That's it. You can go 7-10. As long as you beat the other three teams and they lose some games down the stretch, you could make the playoffs.
If you're better than Jacksonville, that gives you hope as a Titans fan.
That's about Jacksonville I like. I don't know what it is.
Really?
I don't know what it is.
Is it the quarterback?
Oh, maybe it's a whole new oomph in that organization.
Travis Hunter?
Could be.
Is it the
Travis Etienne?
Duval? You like that?
Could be a good quarterback. Maybe. I mean, a good coach. I don't know.
Trevor Lawrence? Sunshine?
Could be. Right? Won't you like Trevor? What Trevor Lawrence do to you?
I didn't say
Trevor Lawrence, a top 15 quarterback in the National Football League?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Okay.
Probably. Duval. Yeah, he's probably 28.
Ooh, 28. Who's a better quarterback, Cam Ward or Trevor Lawrence?
Cam Ward.
I think you're crazy.
You want to do this experiment? We can. Yeah. I think it would
be. I don't do your nerd stats. I don't do the nerd stats.
No, we're good.
But I think Trevor Lawrence is a better quarterback right now than Cam Ward.
Absolutely not.
Right now, man, what are you? Do you smoke before you come to work?
No, I don't do drugs. Drugs are bad. Drugs are bad.
But I think you might have done it today.
Nope. Drugs are bad. Ladies and gentlemen, do not do drugs.
We know that.
I'm just gonna stay.
But you think Cam Ward's better than Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I really do.
I mean, you're entitled to your. Even though it's wrong, you're entitled to your opinion.
Yeah, I mean, some people may think I'm a fool. I think I'm a smart guy.
David James think you're a fool?
I hope not.
No, I think Nick's a smart guy, except for this situation right now.
It's fine. David James, what do you think? Trevor Lawrence better quarterback than Cam
Trevor
Ward?
Trevor Lawrence is better than Cam Ward right now. Right now, yes.
Yeah, right now. Are you trying to be honest? Are you trying to get a job with Cam Ward?
No, absolutely not.
Are you trying to invite him to your birthday party?
No.
It sounds like it.
I don't do the birthday party thing anymore.
It sounds like you are.
No,
if you're listening, Dr. Crane would like to invite you to his house for pizza.
No, we don't do the pin the tail on the dog.
Are you doing pizza tomorrow?
I am.
Where are you doing pizza?
Over at Creefall Farmers Market, 451 Hogan Road.
What time is the farmers market?
4 to 7. 4 to 7. So Nico's Pizza and Subs will be back in business for tomorrow.
I like it over there.
Yeah. It's really nice. You got peach trucks, donut shops. All
I don't care about anything else but what you're doing.
You're right.
I just care about you.
We only care about Nico.
Yep. Yeah. We only care about you.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you're making these peaches, do you small talk people? Like, hot enough for you?
No. Yeah. Ask them, what are you liking your toppings? Where are you from? Kind of, butter them up a little bit. Make sure the tip jar fills up a little bit.
Do you have a QR code?
Yeah. Yeah.
So here's your little advice for your tip jar.
Sure.
Put like 8 $1 bills in there. So people are like,
initiative to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you, man.
I got you covered. All right, there we go. We're going to have Dr. Crane's head examined during the break. David James will have his machine out to make sure he's all here today. Coming up next, I think this is fun. The most famous alumni from every SEC school. The most famous alumni. And one school makes me laugh who they're considered the most famous alumni. We'll tell you who it is. Go, turn your microphone back on.
Sorry. It's a bad habit.
Are you excited for the segment?
I am. I'm very excited.
Good. I'm glad you're laughing. All right. We'll come back. David James in the house. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show. Also, we'll tell you about an event happening tonight at the Omni National Hotel. If this bar could talk, 5 o'clock, singer-songwriter night, the Omni National Hotel at Bar Lines. We'll be down there tomorrow. I'm telling you, this is an event you need to go see. It's free in Bar Lines tonight. Some of the best singer-songwriters in Nashville for you tonight, starting at 5 o'clock. A lot of fun. Always fun at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Back with more right here on 102.5 The Game. David James, to get me right in the heart. The best television show of all time, Miami Vice. I will die on that hill arguing about that show. Welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show, brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel in the Busy Bee Studios. Chase McCabe on assignment. Dr. Crane in, and the wonderful, beautiful, handsome, talented, award-winning producer, David James, behind the glass. David, what award did you win?
Best smile.
Love it. I mean, love it. Dr. Creighton, you ever won a Best Smile Award?
Not like that.
All right. I'm telling you, man.
He's got some good smile.
Do we have our friend? Now, we'll get to the most famous alumni for every SEC school after this. Let's bring in our good friend Clay, who hopefully is not in a damn car wash calling us again. Clay, good morning.
Boys, I apologize for yesterday. I was not prepared to talk on the radio, but I am prepared today, Big Joe. Trust me.
Thank you, Clay. It upset me yesterday. Goodness gracious. You should show a little bit of some common decency, man.
Let me join in on this argument about Big Joe. We agree. I love me some Tony Pollard because,
yeah,
you know, he's a former Cowboy. And this is how prepared I am. He did go over 1,000 yards last year, did he not, with a trash offensive line.
Yes,
correct?
He did, pal.
Okay. 17-game schedule. I did the math. He's got to, in the NFL, to get 1,000 yards, even if you don't make the playoffs, 17 games, you've only got to average 58 yards a game. That's not that many yards. But behind that offensive line, I mean, let's be real. The offensive line for the Tennessee Titans is trash.
I agree, and so also
I'm with you on the Tony Pollard thing, and Dr. Crane. As far as this Trevor Lawrence, Cam Ward thing, I don't know. I've got to side with Joe on that too, because
all day
Trevor Lawrence has played in the NFL. Cam Ward has not.
You know, one thing that kind of bugs me a little bit. Yesterday, you kind of razzed me a little bit about the sack thing with you know, Jeffrey Simmons.
Right.
1,000. Now we're going to justify being a really good running back with 1,000 yards of Tony Pollard?
Hey, it's not his fault they went to 17 games. And I do think an asterisk needs to be added for 17 games because he had an extra game to get more. And I agree with you on that. So do we move the average up to 1,200 now? I think so.
Yeah. I think you got to move the average up a little bit.
So 1,200 yards. Okay. I mean, what about you, say, Clay?
Oh, you mean as far as raising to 1,200 with 17 games?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, then you've got to average, what, probably a little over between 70 and 75 yards. That's, you know, that's a little bit different. But Big Joe, should we talk about, are we going to talk about famous alumni? Who's the most famous alumni from Vanderbilt?
Yeah, who is it?
You know, I thought about that when I was on hold. If you go about somebody that's done what he's done in his sport and won championships, I would say Will Perdue. If you go back to the dark ages, maybe Bill Wade. Me personally, and what he did for men's basketball, he's the all-time leading scorer. He's done great things in this community.
Right.
Mr. Shane Foster.
I get it.
So,
how about non-athlete most famous alumni? Non-athlete, who's the most famous Vanderbilt alumni?
Skip Bayless. I don't know.
What about Al Gore?
Okay. I didn't think about that. Okay.
All right.
So we're going non-athletic here, right?
Yep. Non-athletic most famous alumni.
Yeah, Al Gore's probably a good one.
Anybody else? And there's some famous model that went to Vanderbilt. It's not Heidi Klum, but it's oh my!
You're kind of stumping me here, Big Joe. Kind of like when I couldn't name 5 Tennessee Titans.
Can you name 5 Tennessee Titans?
I can name 5 now.
Okay.
You want me to go 1 through 5?
Sure.
Tony Pollard, Will Levis, Cam Ward, Jeffrey Simmons.
4.
And now I've done forgotten somebody I lost, said the last time.
Oh, my.
Keith Bullock.
Keith. Okay.
There's your 5.
Oh, I meant like currently is what I was saying, because Big Joe was,
yeah, currently
challenged me one day saying I could not name 5 current Titans, and the first time I could not name 5 Titans, and I said the reason why I couldn't was because they suck.
We'll let it slide.
Our great producer David Jane, Molly Sims, the wonderful supermodel, is a Vanderbilt graduate.
Molly Sims. You got a new one on me there, Big Joe.
Google it and see how beautiful she is. She is a famous alumni. There you go, Bubba.
Well, you know the deal with me and pretty women, Big Joe, you know. You tell me back off.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, yeah, because I told Tracy Cornett, I gave her your picture. I said, if he comes to pick you up an Uber, don't. Did you see her son signed a 4-year, $40 million contract?
Absolutely. And I got to know Luke pretty much his last couple of years because I still was attending games. He's a good guy.
Yes, he is.
And he's also a giant. I'm 6'1", and I come up maybe to about the middle of his chest.
Yep.
That guy is a giant. He's a great guy, and I'm happy for him.
Absolutely. So good for Luke Cornett. All right, Clay, thank you, man.
Donuts on Friday, boys.
Yeah, you said that 4 Fridays ago, so.
See you, boys.
2 dozen, and don't be here Friday. All right, we will continue this because our segment was hijacked by Clay. I'll give you a teaser. Most famous Missouri alumni. Famous Ooh. Actor.
Ooh.
He was in a movie called F1. You know what it is?
I have an idea.
You can tell me.
Is it Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt is a Missouri alumnus, according to this list.
He's not originally from Missouri, is he?
Springfield, Missouri.
Really?
Yeah, pal.
How about Brad Pitt?
He probably thinks that Cam Ward's not as good as Trevor Lawrence.
I think he thinks the opposite.
We'll find out. All right, take a break. Come back with more on the famous alumni list. We literally have no idea what we're doing. But we got David James in running the show, so we're good right there. We'll come back. Chase and the Big Joe Show right here. Brought to the Omni National Hotel, 102.5 The Game. Oh, yeah. Dr. Crane News sings this song?
I don't.
It's a TV show called Moonlighting with Bruce Willis and Sybil Shepherd.
One of your favorites?
Al Jarreau sings this song.
Chris Sanders' favorite.
No longer with us. All right, we're talking about most famous non-athlete alumni at SEC schools. So Brad Pitt at Missouri. Mm-hmm. Auburn has two on the list. One is the guy who runs Apple right now. Do you know that? Tim Cook.
Really?
Is an Auburn graduate.
Tim Cook.
The other one did not graduate from Auburn, but they gave him an honorary degree, and it's where he learned how to play guitar. And it's the guy I listen to all the time.
Jimmy Buffett?
Jimmy Buffett.
Wow.
Texas on this list has Matthew McConaughey, but we just got a texter who told us that.
What?
Who did we just look up?
Oh, Greg Abbott. Yeah.
The Texas governor went to Vanderbilt Law School.
He did.
Things you learn on this. Double check this for me. It says Alabama's most famous alumnus who never played sports, Bernie Madoff. Is that accurate? Did Bernie Madoff go to Alabama? The Ponzi scheme guy?
Let's see. He did not graduate from Alabama.
That's okay.
But he attended his 1 year, freshman year.
1 year.
Transferred from Hofstra University.
And he went to Bama?
Yeah, he joined the fraternity Sigma Alpha Mu fraternity.
What are you looking at me for?
I don't know.
Greek. I think it's, Phi Mu.
Phi Mu, whatever. Yeah. And that's what it says.
Where did he go after that?
It said he ultimately graduated from Hofstra with a degree in political science.
So he went from Hofstra to Alabama back to Hofstra?
Yeah, that's what it seems.
Oh, wow. How old? He passed away, right? Or is he still in jail where he should be?
He is dead. April 14th, 21.
Okay.
Died at the age of 82.
South Carolina, we told you this. The most, according to this list, our good friends at Six Pack Coverage, the most famous South Carolina alumni is, don't call him Hootie. Darius Rucker.
Oh, Hootie and the Blowfish. Got it. Yeah. Sorry, Joe. It's like.
He doesn't like that, being called that.
He seems like a good guy, Darius Rucker.
I guess. I don't know him.
Yeah.
But
you sure?
But now I want to call him Hootie just to see what his reaction would be.
I had a guy in high school who used to call him Hootie.
Okay. How does that involve this story?
His name is Houston. He called him Hootie.
Houston Catchins? You called to yesterday?
No, his name is Houston Crouch. Yeah.
Who's the guy you called to yesterday?
Houston Chapman.
Houston Chapman.
Yeah.
I like that name. It's like a detective who goes by the book.
Yeah.
Like a guy that's like, you know.
stick to the point.
Yep. Read your Miranda rights, everything else.
Yeah.
You know, instead of like, damn it, Detective Dubin. Tennessee on this list, most famous non-sports alumni.
Ooh.
He has a show on this Cromwell Media station.
Does he really? Let me think this through. Not Booker T. let's see here.
Booker T. Yeah.
Let's see. I don't. Many of the shows. I'm drawing a blank.
Drawing anything.
I'm not.
There's nothing in your hand.
Twiddling my fingers. Went to the University of Tennessee.
Yep, he's a graduate.
He's got a show here. On
show
stations?
On Cromwell Media platform.
Oh, so it could be like 93.3, 102.9.
You're like my daughter. You listen to like half of what I say.
I just short attention span, man.
He's got a show on the Cromwell Media platform. Not on 93.3. Who has shows on this now? Who has show on 94.9?
Who showed Patrick. Nope. Oh, no, that's 8:30. Excuse me.
It's all right. Show do we play sometimes at night?
Paul Feinbaum. Oh, my goodness.
Famous Tennessee graduate.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Would you go with that one? Is there any more Tennessee people you come up with?
None that I can recall. I mean, there's that wrestler, Bianca Belair, but she was a track star, so I didn't
How about David Keith? I ain't marrying no Okie from Muskogee, from Officer and Gentleman.
Would you consider him, you know, more popular than Paul Feinbaum?
For some of us, yes. It's David Keith, man.
Yeah,
he was in Firestarter. Yeah. He was in Lords of Discipline, and he was in Officer and Gentleman. In fact, he got in trouble. One of the reasons he used to have a sideline pass at Tennessee, and he was one of those that they issued. You can't have a sideline pass unless you're like with the football team. So you got to stay outside the 25-yard line. He was one on that list. Like, why are you at the 45-yard line? Why are you basically standing behind Johnny Majors? We ain't doing this. And right. So David Keith, yeah.
Okay.
And the last one.
Honorable mention.
Yep. So, and then Texas has Neil deGrasse Tyson. Is that how you say his name?
No clue who that is.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
DeGrasse. You know who that guy is?
No. Nope.
The scientist guy?
You know who Neil deGrasse Tyson is.
If I saw a picture, I probably
would. Yeah. When you see his face, you'll be like, oh, yeah, I know who that guy is. Very famous scientist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not good with the names. I'm good with faces. Sorry.
Good with facial recognition of people? That's pretty much on this list I got here.
Trust me. There are some family members. I don't know their names.
What about Kentucky? Famous alumni. Liz and Franklin. Don't call her man. She'll smack you. Don't open the door for you. She'll smack you. Ashley Judd.
Really?
Yep.
Went to Kentucky?
Yep. She goes to all the Kentucky games, sits in the we used to, and then.
The more you know.
Would be seen on TV 1,000 times.
I had a feeling this was going to happen.
What do you mean?
Just my knowledge for these famous celebrities.
You're so young.
Well, yeah. So young. Dull brained.
Let's see. Herman Henry says David Keith is also in Brubaker. Did you ever see Brubaker with Robert Redford?
Mm-mm.
I hope not.
That sounds like something you make.
Yeah. It was a mid level. Late 1970s, early 1980s movie that as well that went on. Mitchell says, what about Clay Travis went to Vandy Law School? I'll take Greg Abbott over Clay Travis any day of the week.
Yeah. They both went to Vandy.
Yeah. So does law school count as a Vandy alumnus?
I don't know. That's a good question because, you know, you have college athletes. I wouldn't say discredit their, you know, education, but Peabody is down there as well.
Right.
So, I don't know. Depends.
Where are you going with the Peabody thing?
Don't the athletes go to Peabody?
How dare you? Not at Vanderbilt. They're smart.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe that's just rumor.
They're smart over there. All right. There's let's see. Oh, Johnny Depp. Nevada Josh says Johnny Depp went to Kentucky as well.
Well, would you consider him more than Ashley Judd?
I would. Would you?
Yeah.
Hey, today's Prime Day. You get anything good?
I got a like
besides this show.
I got a radar gun. Actually, it's for heat. A thermometer gun. It's pretty cool.
What?
Yeah, you know, like it reads the temperature.
Okay. What? Do you stand in your neighborhood and then slow down?
No. It's for
a little heat. Hat, little Keystone.
No,
cop.
It's where you can like you know
Barney Fife.
No. It's for like an oven, so you can see how hot the internal temperature is.
You just fascinate me. Did you get it off Prime?
I did. For like $30.
So why don't you stay in your neighborhood and tell people to slow down? Is your neighborhood a cut through?
No, it is not. It's actually a cul-de-sac.
It's a what?
A cul-de-sac.
Cul-de-sac.
Yeah,
okay.
At the end.
All right. Well, I think you need to these texters are great. Oh, I think you need to stand in your neighborhood and with your little uniform and your radar gun.
Yeah, probably not.
Do you own a radar detector?
I don't. Should I?
Well, we did, or nobody used them anymore, but yeah. Everybody had one back in the day.
Should I just put out a sign in my front yard saying slow down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should do that. But you got to be dressed in uniform, too.
Not going to do that. I'm going to scare my neighbors.
Why not?
I don't want to scare my neighbors.
Why not?
Because they're good people, Joe.
I love the people that text 4 hours after. This is some text for Robbie that I'm not going to read on the air.
Okay.
To do all that.
Any more famous SEC alums you got?
Johnny Depp with the Kentucky.
What about Florida?
Florida would be, there's got to be some, right?
Yeah. That's a very big state.
Gator Mike went to Florida.
That's not a celebrity.
How do you know?
Because. Is he?
I'll argue that Gator Mike is a celebrity.
Is he?
Yep.
Right. In our hearts, he's a celebrity.
Yeah, thank you, David James.
Okay, sorry, Gator Mike.
But MTSU.
Whew. I mean, there's Joe Dubin.
Hardy.
Everybody Jess likes McCabe.
Hardy. Thinks he's a
Hardy.
Do you know a Hardy song?
Yeah.
Do you really?
I mean, I've listened to his music. It was like the, whatchamacallit. It was like a conglomerate of like Morgan Wallen, Hardy, and a few other artists. They made like this like mixtape thing. It was kind of cool.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll pull it up for you.
You still didn't name a song.
I don't know names and songs off the top of my head. I'm sorry.
David James, did you go to MTSU, David?
I did. True Blue.
True Blue all the way. All right. David James is a famous alumni.
I wouldn't go that far. No. That's deterring all famous alumni at MTSU.
I disagree, David. You're award-winning. Best smile around.
All right.
We'll take a break. So David beat you. He's beat you all week on celebrity birthdays.
I need to really step up my game.
So, all right, coming up next, celebrity birthdays. What day is it? We'll put a wrap on this one. Why you turn your mic off again? I might ask you another question.
Okay, go ahead. Ask me a question.
How are we doing today?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Okay. Good. Right. You ready to do this thing?
We are. All right. Don't forget tonight at the Omni National Hotel, if this bar could talk, if this bar could sing. At Bar Line tonight at 5 o'clock, it's open to the public. Some of the best singer-songwriters in Nashville, Tennessee will be down there tonight. It's free. Bar Lines is absolutely wonderful at the Omni National Hotel. Go down there, have a great time tonight, and hang out and listen to some great music. Back with celebrity birthdays, and what day is it next? Right here, 102.5 The Game. All right, welcome back to the final segment here of the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5 The Game, brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be down there tomorrow at the Omni Nashville Hotel. We got a soccer player join us, right? Who we got?
Eddie Tagseth, midfielder for Nashville SC, going to be with us tomorrow at 10 a.m.
At 10 o'clock. James Austin Johnson, the famous comedian, does the Trump on SNL, will join us at 10:15 tomorrow. And maybe another special guest. We got a loaded show tomorrow from the Omni Nashville Hotel. Come by and see us. All those, they'll be on the phone tomorrow.
Indeed.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm pumped.
Hit it.
Let's do this thing. All right, celebrity birthdays is going on right now as I can get my read here.
You only had 5 minutes.
Well, just the computer turned off. It went black.
Oh, here we go.
I'm
the
serious.
Computer.
I got it.
Rain delay.
I just can't help it. Can't help it. Celebrity Birthdays is brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc. Jarrett Fire Division covers all your business fire safety needs. Go to jarrettfire.com, above and beyond industry standards. All right, first on the list today we have, if I had to get rid of that pop-up, Call of the Horizon Day. So Horizon, like, you know, the
do
sun.
Do you call it?
I guess you do. You can call it. Fashion Day is today. Joe is in great fashion as always.
Always.
National Don't Put All Your Eggs in One Omelet Day. I didn't know you could do that.
Don't put all your eggs. You don't know what that means?
I mean, could you not put all 12?
Don't put all your eggs in one omelet, man.
I thought it was one basket.
There's a deeper meaning off of that.
Really?
Yeah, it is. You need to look it up.
Oh.
Don't put all your eggs in one omelet.
Is it an Urban Dictionary reading?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm just asking.
Keith Urban? No, he's Australian.
Okay. Last one, so we have National Sugar Cookie Day.
I'm not a fan of sugar cookie. Yeah. My A1C was really, really high.
Yeah.
My A1C was higher than Willie Nelson. And it had to be stopped.
Okay. Well, maybe.
Is that all we got?
Yeah, it's a short list. Only 4 things.
Okay. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. By the way, David James, you've done really well the past 2 days.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Not only your award-winning, handsome smile, mover and shaker in Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, but a great producer.
Thank you so much.
DVD's lucky to have you.
Yes, they are.
Maybe you probably fit better on the Chase and Big Joe Show. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. You ready? Nick, you go first. Man.
Okay.
Great actor. He was in the original episode. Everything goes back to Miami Vice, which is the greatest TV show ever. Mm-hmm. He was Crockett's partner on Miami Vice that got killed by a car bomb. Jimmy Smits. How old is Jimmy Smits today?
81.
74.
70. Mm. Dr. Green, you know Jimmy Smits is?
No.
Thanks.
I told you, Joe. You can say a name. I got to see the face.
All right. David Janes.
I see David Janes. I know who that is.
Okay. Tom Hanks. Today's Tom Hanks' birthday. Hmm. How old is Tom Hanks? Now, do we know who Tom Hanks is?
Yeah. Okay. He's in all the Polar Express.
Our childhood.
I wouldn't say.
Give me a Tom Hanks movie besides an animated Polar Express.
Forrest Gump, man.
All right. Thank you.
Come on.
All right.
Let's go 72.
65.
69.
Wow.
Courtney Love.
I've heard that name before. Probably would know who FSR
She was married to Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, that's right. We'll go.
Wasn't her band called Hole?
51.
Yes.
Right? How old did you say?
51.
Okay.
55.
She is 61 years old.
Wow.
So your little help back there didn't. Yeah. By the way, he's always wrong, so I wouldn't listen to him, David Janes.
Yeah, don't go cheating, Mingan.
Yeah. All right. Lives here in Nashville, just down the road, Jack White.
I went to a high school with a guy named Jack White.
Same guy.
I mean, small world.
So you should know this Jack White. You ever heard of Jack White?
I've heard of Jack Black.
Oh, my God, you're the best. Yeah. How old's Jack White? Not your buddy in high school.
48.
75.
You've not heard of Jack White either?
I have not.
He's 50. All right, Nick, you got that. You're up 1-0.
Let's go.
You guys are the. David, what year were you born?
1996.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. I don't know who this guy is. Let's go down on the list. Author Dean Koontz. Great. Stephen King's number one. Dean Koontz is number two.
Oh, 67.
70.
80. Actor Chris Cooper was in the movie. He was an Academy Award winner. Was in the movie The Town. He was Ben Affleck's dad. He was the guy who was in prison. Chris Cooper.
61.
74.
74 exactly. David Janes up 2-1. TV personality turned musician John Tesh. Na 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 na. Former Channel 4 news anchor John Tesh.
John Tesh is. Let's see. You're 56.
Thanks.
I want to go 68.
65.
73. Business leader Kevin O'Leary off Shark Tank, the bald guy.
54.
Mr. Wonderful is 79?
71. She was in the original Top Gun. Kelly McGillis. She was the flight instructor that Maverick fell in love with. Kelly McGillis.
71.
67.
68. David Janes up 3-1. Lead singer of Simple Minds, Jim Kerr.
Simple Minds. 65.
68.
66. It's now 3-2. Good job, Dr. Crane. We got some more in here that's coming out. Actor Fred Savage. How old is Fred Savage from The Wonder Years? A show which I'm sure y'all have never heard of.
That's correct. 72. God.
61.
49. All right, we got four sports birthdays here.
All right.
Former Kansas City Royal outfielder Willie Wilson.
Willie Wilson.
The alliteration should make you get it.
Okay. Willie Wilson. 65?
78.
70. Golfer Scott Verplank.
Never heard of him.
Maybe he's never heard of you.
He hasn't. I know for a fact he hasn't. 70.
82.
61. All right, we got two left. It's 3-2, David Janes. Oh, my goodness. Good announcer, former quarterback at Indiana, Trent Green. And had Trent Green not got his knee blown out in 1999, there would not be a Kurt Warner. Trent Green.
59.
64.
55. Mm. Our last birthday, a guy near and dear to us, especially David Janes. How old is former MTSU and NFL quarterback Kelly Holcomb? Today's Kelly Holcomb's birthday, the pride of Lincoln County, Fayetteville, Tennessee. How old is Kelly Holcomb?
56.
48.
Oh, right in the middle. He's 52. You lost again.
Man. Three-peat.
You're 0-3 to David James.
Oh, boy. Not good. Not good at all.
It's not good at all.
No.
Not good at all.
I'm going to go get my head examined, and hopefully things will be okay tomorrow.
Yeah. Probably not. Probably not.
You tried your best. That's all that matters.
I mean, I'll stand on that hill, though. Cam Ward is a top 15 quarterback.
All right, good.
It's a small hill.
It's not a could anymore. He is a top 15. I'm changing. He is a top 15 quarterback.
Gosh, I like the confidence. Clip of that.
You should have that confidence in celebrity birthdays, which you don't have. Do that in there as well. All right, that's it for our show. DVD's next. As we leave our show every day, we tell it to our guys out there. If you are struggling, going through a lot of things, please, please talk to somebody. We ask you all the time. Once you open up, talk to somebody, you feel a lot better. Don't carry this around with you. That's why we are here for you. Know that we love you. God loves you. On your cell phone, you can call or text 988. Somebody's always there to talk to you. Reach out to us. We're always here for you. I'm telling you right now, our world is a better place because you are here. You are tremendously loved. Please know that. DVD's next.